Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called When You Don't Fit the System. I want to start by saying something out loud that a lot of teachers feel, but don't always have words for. Sometimes the hardest part of teaching isn't the kids. It's the feeling that you don't quite fit. You care deeply. You work hard. You show up for kids. But the system you work in doesn't always recognize or value the things that matter most to you. And over time, that disconnect, I think we all can agree, that disconnect, it can wear on you. Today, I want to talk about what it's like when you don't fit the system, how that shows up, why it hurts, and how to stay grounded without losing yourself. Before we get into it, though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First, I'm thankful for teachers who keep their humanity intact, even when the system makes that difficult. Second thing, I am thankful for students who benefit from teachers being themselves, not just following scripts. And third, I'm thankful for the freedom to reflect, to slow down and ask hard questions about who we are becoming as educators. Well, let's get into the main topic, y'all. Main topic, once again, is when you don't fit the system. So not fitting doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. So we start there. I think that would be the perfect place to start here. If you don't fit neatly into the system, it doesn't automatically mean that you're ineffective. Often, it means you're paying attention. Systems are designed for efficiency. Teaching is about humanity, y'all. Those two things, they don't always align. And when you prioritize relationships, when you prioritize flexibility, when you prioritize, as a teacher, responsiveness, and when you focus on prioritizing student voice, you may feel out of step with rigid expectations. That tension doesn't make you broken. It makes you human as an educator, y'all. Let's talk about the quiet ways this shows up. See, not fitting the system rarely shows up in dramatic ways. It shows up quietly. It shows up when your values don't match the checklist. When your best teaching isn't easily measured, or when your instincts conflict with a mandate. It also shows up when your questions are met with silence. You've been there, I've been there. When our questions are met with silence, that's where it starts showing up here. And then you start editing yourself. You wonder when to speak and when to stay quiet. That internal negotiation, it's exhausting. It truly is exhausting. So there's a moment that many teachers will recognize. So let me take you into this moment here. You're sitting in a meeting. Everything being discussed sounds logical on paper, but in your mind, you keep thinking, hey, that's not how kids actually experience this. You look around and some people nod, some people take notes, and then you hesitate. Do you say something or do you let it go? So that pause, that internal debate is what it feels like to not fit the system. And teachers live in that space more often than people realize. Let's talk about the emotional cost of not fitting. This part is not talked about enough. Not fitting the system, it takes an emotional toll. It can lead to self-doubt, frustration, quiet resentment, and emotional fatigue, y'all. Just imagine that. You may start asking, hey, why is this so hard for me? Why can't I just go along? Or, I know I've done this myself here. I'll start saying, am I the problem? These questions, they don't come from weakness. They come from caring. Boy, this emotional cost where it can cause self-doubt, frustration, the quiet resentment, and emotional fatigue, it takes a toll. Systems, they aren't designed for nuance. Systems, they like consistency. They like predictability. They like standardization. Kids don't always work that way, and neither do great teachers. When teachers who value nuance, relationships, and context work in very rigid systems, friction happens. That friction, it doesn't mean you're failing. It means the rigid system isn't built for everything that matters. See, I love systems myself in a lot of respects, but I also understand there's nuance there. And we have to take that into consideration that we're not running factory lines in our classroom here. We're working with people. People, when you work with people, it's messy and it's nuance. And while we can have systems in place within our classrooms, there's still nuance that will come into play and will affect the systems. So why would it be any different when you look at it from at the building level, like a school building level, or at a district level, at the state level, or national level? And when there's rigid systems put in place and they don't have any sort of flexibility for nuances that we deal with, boy, that's where we start seeing more and more problems, y'all. So let's talk about staying grounded. Let's go into another moment. You leave school after a long day. Nothing bad happened, but you feel heavy, not because of kids, but because you had to hold back part of yourself to make it through the day. And somewhere in that quiet drive home, you remind yourself of, hey, I know why I teach. I know who I am, and I know what matters to me. That grounding moment is how teachers survive systems that don't always fit them. We have to ground ourselves. We have to ground ourselves. Once again, those questions about thinking about, like, I know why I teach, I know who I am, and I know what matters to me. We have to think about those that kind of help ground us when we are dealing with systems that are weighing heavy on us. And you can work in a system without becoming it. This matters too, y'all. Not fitting the system doesn't mean you have to leave immediately. But it does mean you need to protect your identity. You can meet requirements without losing your values. You can follow guidelines without abandoning kids. You can work within structures while teaching with heart. The system may shape logistics, but it doesn't get to define your worth. So you don't have to become the system. And ultimately, students, they need teachers who don't fully fit. That's the quiet truth here. Students often benefit most from teachers who don't fully fit the system because those teachers, they notice what others overlook, don't they? Those funky teachers out there, they advocate when it's uncomfortable. Those teachers who don't fully fit teach with empathy and they model critical thinking. That truly encompasses what a funky teacher is, y'all. A funky teacher is someone who doesn't fully fit the systems they teach in. Kids learn from watching adults navigate tension with integrity, even if they can't name it. So I want to challenge you to remember that students need teachers who don't fully fit. And that's a funky teacher mantra right there. Because we're working within a system, and I know in the United States, doesn't fully fit with mandates and with different systems that are put in place. But I work within those systems to still do what I can to meet those student needs, y'all. So let's talk about the longevity. This really isn't about longevity. It's about longevity. It's not about defiance, y'all. It's not defiance. It's longevity. How are we gonna stay in the game here of teaching? And I know it's, you know, and I don't mean that in a way that minimizes the work we do, but boy, the whole system, the whole education, teaching against the system, it's not about rebellion. It's about sustainability. It's about finding a way to stay human, grounded, and connected. So staying in the game of education here, about going for the long game, the longevity, and not just, it's not about the defiance, it's not about it's not about rebelling against the system. We have to look for ways to be how to keep this sustainable. So human, grounded, and connected. We have to do those things. We have to keep it human, we have to keep ourselves grounded, and we have to keep the connection tied into to this work we do here. When you can do that work, and you can do these things, you won't lose yourself to rigid systems that don't make sense. Truth right there, y'all. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that if you don't fit the system, you're not alone. And you're not wrong. You're likely seeing things that matter. The goal isn't to burn everything down, right? I'm not saying the system of education as a whole, like in the United States of America, I'm not saying burn it down, figuratively speaking. I'm not saying that. I'm not, you know, systems within our building or our district or within our state or national. I'm not saying to cause trouble or to approach things in a rebellious way. But I am saying that if you don't fit the systems, you are not alone, and you're likely seeing things that matter. We have to stay rooted in our values, in our purpose, and in our humanity. Because systems, they do change slowly over time. But kids, they need us now, y'all. They do. If you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.